The big news of the day came out in Los Angeles on the campus of Southern Cal, where it was pro day for the USC Trojans, pro day for quarterback Matt Barkley. We are all watching it on the NFL Network. On the line with us now, the man who is the main analyst for NFL Network's Path to the Draft, Charles Davis. Charles, thanks a lot for coming on the air with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hope you guys are well.
Yeah, we're doing great. We watched the coverage today. We'll be watching Path to the Draft from now until draft day. It's 6 p.m. Eastern here on the NFL Network here in the East Coast. Well, what did you think? We watched it. You watched it. What did you think of Matt Barkley today, Charles?
I thought he was good. I thought solid is probably the word that most people would use. I thought I saw most of what I've seen out of Matt over time. And, you know, he's been gone for a little while because of the injury, so he hasn't thrown against live competition since late November. And today obviously wasn't live competition because you're throwing routes versus air. But this is the first time we've seen him work out. Because remember, he did not work out at the combine, didn't do anything. He took his physical and went to interviews, which is a strength of his, but we didn't see him throw. So I saw what I expected today. I thought I might see a little bit more because I've been a real big Matt Barkley backer along the way. I think I'm the one who's been saying for the last month that the starter's pistol for the number one quarterback doesn't truly fire until Matt Barkley throws, and he threw today. And from what I saw just off of a pro day, and you guys know how that goes, all right? It's dangerous just saying one day makes up everything. But based off of what I saw today, I don't think he'll ultimately challenge Geno Smith for the number one quarterback, but that doesn't mean he won't still be taken in the first round.
Charles, you mentioned his shoulder injury. He had, I guess, a slight separation. Was there any trace of that you could tell from his throwing motion today or the velocity on his throws today?
No, it looked normal Matt Barkley throwing the football. Probably would be nice for him to be able to say, well, I wasn't 100%, so I didn't get everything on it today when I threw the ball. But that wouldn't be accurate. I think he's 100% healthy. He's been throwing for a long time now, been working out. I thought he looked the best physically that I've seen him looking throughout his college career. He looked at it as the best shape I've seen him in, and I never thought he was in bad shape. But he's lost some weight. He looks a little more cut up. He's obviously been putting the work in. But as far as him throwing the ball today, there was no hitch in his delivery, nor any hitch in his giddy-up, even though he ran to just barely a 5-flat 40.
I wonder, you know, when people talk about arm strength, and I always wonder about this, are people looking at deep throws or are they looking for the outs, you know, and the really tough throws to make? Because I think people get confused sometimes when they see a guy, you know, rear back and fire at 40 yards downfield. That's not a true measure of arm strength, is it?
No, I think you nailed it. You were talking about the outs. Let's say you're on the left hash mark, okay, and you're throwing 15 to 18 yards to the wide side of the field, to the right side of the field, and throwing that out route, or to flip it over to the other hash mark and throw it back to the other side. That's what you're talking about. Outs, comebacks, being able to throw the skinny post routes that you've got to put on a line, over a linebacker, in front of a safety. You can't arc it at all. Those types of throws are what you're talking about to really measure arm strength. Because the deep ball, I can rear back and put some air under, and if I've got a guy who can run, he can go get it for me, and it looks like that people equate that to arm strength. I think you've enlightened us and illuminated a real key point on what really constitutes arm strength.
So how did Matt Barkley's arm strength look today to you?
I thought it was good, but not great.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing I've got to give him points for, he threw into the wind today, and that was a conscious decision by him. Andrew Luck did that last year at Stanford because you remember the only kind of knock that was against Andrew Luck going into the draft was people were wondering if he had an elite arm. And he alleviated every concern possible with his workout into the wind, including his last throw, which was a 75-yard bomb to Chris Owusu, his receiver at Stanford, who actually dropped it. And when he did that throw, it was kind of like he could turn and pull the Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, hands over his head, point to the side he's walking off, and walk off the stage. Any other questions, folks? Matt Barkley did not do that today. He threw fine. But you still didn't feel the same way when you would walk off like a Luck. And I'm not comparing them because they're not the same guy. But Andrew Luck's arm, definitely more elite than Matt Barkley's.
We're talking with Charles Davis. He is the main analyst for NFL Network's Path to the Draft coverage. You can see it Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. on NFL Network. What questions remain for Matt Barkley, do you think, Charles?
And I think it's everyone doing their homework, continuing to do their homework. Matt Barkley is a kid that you can win with. Matt Barkley, if you go over his body of work for 4 years, go back to high school. You know, I'm big in predictive behavior and repetitive behavior, okay? If you got a kid and I just take the name and the number off of him and I present him to you as a case study like this, I've got a quarterback who started as a freshman at a national powerhouse high school program that would rank in the country, not just in its area, modern day. as a freshman and go 4 years as a starter there, be a team captain multiple times. Then I go to a school like USC and I start as a freshman, win a big game on the road against Ohio State to get things started, and continue to be the starter throughout probation, turmoil, toil and toil, trouble and boil, throughout all of that, okay? And then come back with the numbers he's put up and the types of games he's won and competed in tough circumstances. I think you might like his makeup, and I think that's what Matt Barkley is. He's a total gym rat. He's going to know your offense backwards and forwards and sideways. He's going to be able to make every throw, even though he's not one of those guys who's going to whistle it through the wind and the ball's going to come through just fine. But there are plenty of those quarterbacks who are more than successful in the league. I think he's pro-ready right now. He could go run an offense. He'll need to have some people around him. He'll need to build it up. I don't think he's a guy that wins you games on his own. He's not that type of talent. But he's more than talented enough to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't think there are any more questions to answer. Health is fine. We saw what the arm was. It confirmed what we saw on film. And we know about the intelligence and the leadership and all of that. Just get comfortable with that and where you're comfortable in terms of picking him. I still say he's going to be a candidate to go in the first round. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see him go near the end of the first round now. I don't know about the top 10 as I might have been predicting before.
And what other quarterbacks will be in the first round, would you think? Geno Smith, I'm sure you think.
Yeah, Geno Smith's pretty much a lock, probably almost a lock to be the first quarterback taken, probably somewhere in the top 10. I know you're in Buffalo. That would be an interesting, that's an interesting number there at 8. I think the bidding starts for Geno probably at 3 with Oakland, depending on what they do with Carson Palmer. I think after that it goes to 7 to Arizona, 8 to Buffalo. The Jets, if they're really feeling frisky and bold, although I don't think so since they're bringing Sanchez back, that would be 9, and 10 is Tennessee, and I don't see that with Jake Locker. So those are your top 10s. After him, is it Matt Barkley? Some people would say yes. Other people would say E.J. Manuel out of Florida State. Some people I've heard talk about Ryan Nassib. That's not where I would go. That's not my flavor for it, but I've heard many people talk about it. Would someone like a big, strong thrower like a Mike Glennon, does he now come into play there? I think ultimately Manuel, Barkley, and Geno Smith are your top three candidates to be first-round quarterbacks.
Charles, what are your reservations regarding Ryan Nassib?
When I watch him play, I've said before, I don't know if he has much more of a ceiling. Other people do. A lot of people have called me and told me how wrong I am. So we'll see on that one. I think he's a good athlete. I don't think he's elite, but that doesn't matter because I think he does a really nice job with the intangibles. I think he's a very tough kid. I think he's a smart kid. I think he has excellent leadership abilities. Doesn't seem to get daunted very much. I'm not sure about touch. I don't see much variation on when he throws the football. Whatever the route is, it seems to be the same ball coming at you. But again, I've had people far smarter than me tell me how dumb I am, so we'll see how it goes. And when I talk about Ryan Nassib not being a first-round guy, that doesn't mean that I don't think he's a second-round guy, okay? Ordinarily, I would grade him as a third-rounder, but in this draft, I think he's probably a second-rounder. Quarterbacks get pushed up anyway, and in this draft, he can compete in the same pot with just about every quarterback, in my humble opinion.
Charles, one more question. This goes back to Matt Barkley. And you probably saw this or heard this at the Combine 6 weeks ago. When the question came up about USC quarterbacks failing recently in the NFL, and I think we're talking about Sanchez and Matt Leinart, he refuses to be tainted with that USC brush. And I like that about him. He wants to set himself apart from those recent USC quarterback failures, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I think that he's right to do that because, what they had to do in their failure, just because he came from a school doesn't mean that the school has been hexed and voodooed and, nope, you're a USC quarterback, you can't play. I mean, we all know that that's true. That's not true. We've had Carson Palmer in the league who's had success along the way. Rodney Pete, who's had success along the way. I mean, we can go on back. Pat Hayden has success in the league as a starting quarterback, taking over for Joe Namath. So the idea that, you're a USC quarterback, can't do it. It's all different things. And by the way, Matt Castle barely played quarterback at USC.
Yeah.
I've been doing USC games since about 2002. I can pull out my spotting boards for a game when Matt Castle was there and point to you and say, Matt Castle, third string tight end, listed on my depth chart. So the idea now there, Matt Castle, okay, stop, all right? that whole thing, that voodoo hex thing is just right out the window. If he doesn't make it, it's not because he's a USC quarterback. It's because things just didn't go well.
Absolute last question here, Charles, and it's a big one. It's a big question. If you were the Buffalo Bills, in some people's minds, desperate for a quarterback now, what would you do? Would you draft one of these guys, or would you look at a free agent, somebody who's going to be a free agent maybe?
Yeah, the hard part is, who are we talking about in the free agent pool? And when you're getting down to that, Is Carson Palmer available? Is that the route you want to go? That somewhat feels like, you know, you're trying to get, you know, you got Drew Bledsoe. You went that route before, and that was okay. You know, I like Drew, but at the same time, did it pay off overwhelmingly? I think you've got a new coach, a new system. I draft my own quarterback and start to build from there.
They just might do that. Charles, we really appreciate it. I know you've had a busy day. We enjoyed meeting you down the Senior Bowl, and we thank you very much for coming on with us tonight. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. It's great to talk with you again after our interaction at the Senior Bowl, and hopefully we'll see each other again. Take care now.
Thanks. Charles Davis is the main analyst for the NFL Network's Path to the Draft, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. on the NFL Network.